Message number 453. God the Father, I will fight the battle of Armageddon with the hierarchy in the heavens. Saturday, June 9, 2012 at 03:45 p.m. My sweet daughter, trust that I, your Heavenly Father, will do all in my power to salvage all of my children on earth. While I must respect the gift of free will bestowed by me as one of the greatest gifts to ensure that mankind would love me on their own accord and not by force, I will do wonders and create miracles to bring my children home to me. While a God of justice, I could never condone or accept evil, but I will forgive all those who turn back to my Son and seek redemption when they become aware of the contents of the Book of Truth. I will fight the battle of Armageddon with the hierarchy in the heavens, and will, I promise, defeat the enemy and the devils spawned by the hand of Lucifer. The time is drawing nearer for Satan to be banished for 1,000 years, and woe to the man who does not renounce him or his wickedness. All will be shown the truth of my divine love and my desire for my splendid kingdom, my paradise, to be shared with all. Every attempt through my prophets will be made to draw them into the arms of my Son. Do not, my children, forsake me, your loving Father. Come hear my call. Do not reject your inheritance. You are now facing the biggest crisis since the creation of the human race, for the time has come for you to make the final choice. Be aware that every lie, every temptation to seek solace in the arms of Satan and his devils will be made to steal your souls. Only those who spend time protecting their faith through prayer and the sacraments will be strong enough to withstand their power. Remember that Satan cannot win, for he does not have the power. He will now attack all, even holy souls, to reject me and my beloved Son. Instead, he will suck you into an abyss of darkness and confusion, and you will be caught in an intricate web of deceit from which you will be unable to untangle. Hear me now. The final battle has begun. Do not make the mistake of rejecting this call made from the heavens, for it will mean you will be lost for eternity. Oh, were you to witness the tragedy of souls who will refuse the cup of salvation! They will tumble helplessly along with Satan into the depths of hell, from which there is no return. I must, as your Father, point out the dangers you face. Why do you not want to listen? If you believe in me, then know that I would send my prophets to warn you. Did I not do this before? Did they listen? No, many did not, and then the prophecy evolved before their disbelieving eyes. This time I come to announce that the time for my Son, the true Messiah, to come again is near. Satan knows this. His hatred for me is so powerful that he will do everything to snatch my children away from me. I am your God, the beginning and the end. I created the world in the beginning, and it will be by my hand that the world as you know it will come to an end. But for my beloved children who renounce Satan, the new world, the new paradise on earth awaits you in all its glory. Do not turn your back. Do not allow flawed human reasoning to prevent you and your loved ones entering this splendid paradise where you will want for nothing. Choose my paradise of love, joy, and beauty, a special place where you will live in perfect harmony in mind, body, and spirit. No corruption. No sin. Just love, where you will live in union with my divine will. Your loving Heavenly Father, God the Most High.